Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, author of a few books, educator, and welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm looking out over my balcony now and it is a gorgeous day here. Bit of, you know, bark in the background, all par for the course. I'm sure there's going to be some motorbikes going past at some stage. Hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are. Before I dive into this topic, just a reminder, if you'd like to work with me for 9 months over the course of 2022, I've got some places and it's a perfect opportunity to learn everything that I've learned over the last 52 years, jammed into 9 months. So if you're looking at transitioning, if you're doing some big things in life, that might be a beautiful formula and format to join that coaching group and mastermind experience to support you as you move through that and move through 2022. So this episode is, I was thinking of whether it's like controversial. I'm thinking about, okay, this will be on YouTube, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to an audio version of it, because I'm going to talk about some medical stuff. I'm going to talk about some science stuff. And essentially the idea, the theme, the message that I want to portray in this, because again, I'm always about, you know, this Life Masterclass is about how to be as practical as possible. So how can we take concepts and actually put them into our life so they actually make a noticeable and measurable difference? So I was joking around with my brother the other day, and like he was off seeing some specialist about something. He said he was a bit annoyed at the start because the specialist arrives late for the appointment, which he's paying lots of money for. And then tells him some stuff which, you know, he probably already knew. So there weren't any, you know, major big reveals in this conversation with this specialist about some condition he's experiencing. He's quite well read. He's used to be into natural bodybuilding, very particular about the food he eats, exercising. He's a couple of years older than me, 54. I'm trying to think, he's got his birthday coming up shortly. So, you know, he's in great physical health, takes care of himself and all that sort of stuff. So does a pretty good job of, you know, his self-doctoring. So he was having a joke around after having seen this doctor and having forked out this particular amount of money. I'm not sure whether you can hear that. That's a gecko, loud and proud. And he was joking about, you know, I need to be my own doctor rather than, you know, shelling out this serious amount of money to get back what he already knew. And it really is something for me that I've been working on with myself and with my clients, this idea of how can we take back a good portion of this idea of being our own doctor. Because over the last couple of years, we've seen some, you know, atrocious examples of terrible medical advice. And the one that stands out for me most prevalently, without getting too far left or right of for people, is, you know, as this pandemic, and I'm doing the inverted commas thing around it, looms on the horizon, the healthcare professionals and the public health officials or whatever didn't say anything. There wasn't a peep about the idea of taking precautionary actions. You know, make sure you're staying healthy, make sure you're, you know, not drinking too much alcohol or taking too many drugs, and make sure you're getting some exercise and some sunlight. Maybe you need to supplement with some vitamin D or something like that, some vitamin C's, making sure you eat good fruit and vegetables, like, you know, make sure you're like not too stressed out. All of those things which are preparatory to enable you to boost the immune system. It's not unknown that, you know, the lymphatic system, which is part of the immune system, you know, for cleansing rubbish and gunk out of our system, it's not unknown to the medical fraternity that it's, you know, the lymphatic system doesn't have its own pump. Like the circulatory system's got this thing called the heart. Lymphatic system doesn't have, so it's dependent on contraction of skeletal muscles to create that compression, you know, to help with this, you know, pumping process, cleansing the body. So it's not unknown to the medical fraternity that you need to physically move your body in order to keep health and wellness on the inside. And I'm sure that's not surprising to yourself. So the equivalent of, you know, not being told to do these maintenance things by the healthcare professionals is the equivalent of someone being in a country and there being a typhoon or a hurricane or a cyclone coming, and the authorities say, don't bother doing any preparation for this. Just sit back. We're working on a new crew and some new equipment that are really good at fixing things after these things go through. So just sit back and sort of let it just, you know, blast its way through and don't do anything. Instead of what they do is say, okay, you probably need to, you know, close all your windows up, maybe put tape across that, go out into the yard, take everything away that's going to blow down, things that might flap around, might strap down those down. This, all of this preparation you're encouraged to do before a cyclone or a hurricane or typhoon comes through, that's given by the professionals or whatever to say, in preparation for this storm coming through, these are the things you need to do. So obviously we didn't get any of that sort of, you know, through 2020, 2021 and that sort of thing. So, you know, we need to get better at, you know, taking care of our own health, because we can't rely on trust the information. There's too much money, there's too much coercion, corruption, too many other things going on there. You know, you can go back and you can do a lot of research around, you know, allopathic medicine, when that's came through, the relationship with, you know, naturopathy, homeopathy, osteopathic, all of those natural medicines, herbologies and all of that sort of stuff, and the clashing and the financial clash, you know, the dash for cash, and, you know, so there's a lot of stuff that's led to the situation we've got in now, which is we can't necessarily depend on and rely on authorities and certainly regulating bodies. We've seen and we've come to understand that, you know, I'm more familiar with the example in the United States. I've become more familiar in understanding that those regulating agencies, or that CDCs or FDAs or whatever, are sponsored and funded in big part by the agencies, in inverted commas, they're meant to regulate. You know, that's going to lead to absolutely a biased outcome, which will be more biased towards supporting industry and financial gain as opposed to looking after Joe Public. So again, we need to acknowledge we haven't got someone taking care of us. It's time for us to step into adulthood and, you know, own the idea that mum and dad aren't looking after us, or this authoritarian figure outside, or this, you know, this specialist, this person in a lab coat or whatever, isn't necessarily going to be the best person to take care of us in all situations. We need to take back part of that self-doctoring thing ourselves. Now, that doesn't take anything away from modern medicine, which is really great at triage and, you know, if there's accidents that occur, fixing people. If there's surgery, microsurgery, whether it's eyes, different parts of the body, there's so much great stuff. But when it comes to maintenance, when it comes to long-term sustainability of health, it really is us that need to take back the power as our own doctor. Our own doctor deciding, you know, what is the best food, you know, to put into my body? What is the best liquid to consume? This stress that I'm experiencing in my work context, like, you know, how can I change that around? Looking back inwards and saying, you know, is what I'm doing work-wise, professional-wise, in alignment with, you know, my deeper values? And maybe if it's out of alignment, it's creating a level of anxiety, a low level of anxiety we're trying to work our way through. So it's us acknowledging these things, acknowledging that, you know, it's the food that we put into our body. Are we getting enough rest? Like, again, we don't need a doctor to tell us, oh, you need to get more sleep, you need to get more good quality sleep, you need to take more rest, you need to take some time off. I don't need my doctor to tell me I need to spend more time, you know, out in the sun, breathing some fresh air, taking a walk, getting out in nature, like, you know, just having, you know, a different relationship with nature, and not having this, you know, noise of, you know, in I guess, dense population centres, cities and that sort of stuff, this noise pollution, this air pollution, this sound pollution, this whatever pollution. I need to get out of these things. Again, I don't need someone else to tell me to do that. Again, you and I need to take this thing back where we actually, you know, do our own interpretation. Something's presented to us, and we can ask, is it good for us? Is it neutral? Is it bad for us? And we need to be able to ask those questions. A lot of times it's easy to know whether something's going to be, is this pro-health? Most things you can sort of know whether they're pro-health. So that might be an easy answer. Then it might be, okay, is this thing I'm going to ingest or do to myself or put on myself or rub on myself or squirt on myself? Is it neutral as far as not going to cause any harm to my body? Or is it likely to cause some negative, consequence? And that negative consequence can be a little consequence or huge consequence. So again, we need to come back. We need to tap into a little bit of intuition. And if we can't, you know, get enough intuition, then we find some information, we jump on. And I definitely recommend not jumping on Google to do searching for anything of a health nature. You know, Google's got investments in huge investments in pharmaceutical companies. So their algorithms, you know, lead you towards finding a pharmaceutical solution, some pills to pop or whatever. Use a different search engine. I use DuckDuckGo, and I can search on there to find natural remedies for different things, whether it's a plant source for things, you know, whether you've got a bit of a rash and it's like, you know, what can I put on this rash that might clear it up? And you can find a more natural doctor. It says, you know, mix these few things together, you know, make them into a paste and put that paste on and that sort of thing. That's the sort of thing that we need to be doing. Again, not handing over, you know, all of our stuff, you know, to someone else. One of the, you know, principal concerns with so many of the pharmaceutical products is the toxicity of them. Therefore, the side effects of them. So again, there's natural remedies and natural practices and processes that don't have those same sort of toxic side effects. So again, you know, it might be that you see your doctor if there's, you know, big issues, and certainly if you have an accident, it's the doctor that's going to, you know, stitch you up and that sort of thing. But so much of our health we need to take back. You know, I've seen a doctor, the last time I saw a doctor was 2007. I'd like an earache, and I went to the doctor because I know that they've got, you know, equipment that they can look in, and the doctor has a look and says, oh, you know, it's a bit of an infection, that sort of stuff. I'm like, is anything broken, snapped off, you know, torn or any of that sort of stuff? Oh, no, it's just like a infection. I'm like, okay, thank you very much. See you later. They're trying to write out a prescription for me. I'm like, no, I don't need a prescription. I just wanted to know if anything was broken. I want you to tell me what's going on because you've got the equipment to measure it. Then I'm going to go away and I'm going to think about how to deal with this. So I just took myself off the grid, relaxed, made sure I was eating as healthy as possible, relaxed, no stress, and this infection clears up in a little bit of time. So again, I'm, you know, not saying don't ever see a doctor if you've got something going on. I'm saying see the doctor, but also take ownership of your own health and don't automatically think the person in the white lab coat with a stethoscope around their neck knows absolutely the most about health. Most of them have very little training. Most doctors, general practitioners, very little training in physical activity, very little training in nutrition, very little training in the detoxification, like the natural detoxification process of the body. So again, there's things you're probably going to know more than your doctor, and acknowledge that you can gain this information, you know, if you read a bunch of books and, you know, follow a bunch of teachers and teachings that will go into some of this stuff. So again, I've got my cavity there. Cavity. I do have a cavity. I have my caveat there that says I'm not a doctor, and I'm not saying never ever see a doctor. What I'm saying is I encourage you to, you know, be the second opinion. See that doctor, and then you are the second opinion on, you know, that doctor's told me this thing, how's that look? Maybe you see a third opinion, another doctor, and then you become the fourth opinion. Again, looking at that information, seeing if there's other ways to do things, and not just handing over, you know, everything to this other person who may have other agendas, like, you know, making lots of money. And you know, agencies, like I said, may have other agendas about making lots of money. So we need to take back the power. That's really what I think has, you know, come out of this last couple of years, is the idea that we really need to take the power back and be a little bit more in control of our life, our destiny, and be co-creators in that destiny and the course for us. And to realise, you know, how powerful we are, how intelligent we are, how capable we are, if we open ourselves up to seeing different perspectives, tapping into our intuition, doing our own research. So there you go. I could talk about the topic for quite some time, but I'd be spinning around in circles. Essentially, I'm saying, you've got this, you know more than you think you do. Tap into that innate wisdom, that innate intelligence, and that innate intuition that you have that will give you feedback on these things. And don't just trust someone because you have them as an authoritative figure. Do your own research, do your own looking, speak to different people in different fields, and also look at what other natural alternatives there are that have been, you know, around, probably used for hundreds and maybe even thousands of years. So on that note, hope that you take that in and sort of let that settle and, you know, consider how to use that particular piece of information or knowledge or insight or reminder for yourself. If you're interested in working with me, don't hesitate to reach out. If you're interested in working with me for 9 months, so pretty much through the rest of 2022, you're ready to make some big moves in different places. Maybe you want to leave working for the man or woman and set your own gig up. Maybe you want to bulletproof and fortify different parts of your life. Maybe you want to upgrade, you know, where you are in the health and vitality space. Perfect things to bring into this 9 months working with myself and some other fellow superhumans. So just check out the details below, find out more information, reach out to me. I'd love to support you, help you, and hang out with cool people doing cool stuff and making the world a more awesome place in 2022. So on that note, wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.